It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. On August 22, 1805, near Kamiai, Idaho, Captain William Clark discovered a bird now known as the Clark's Nutcracker. Its scientific name, Nuciferga columbia, is translated as Nutbreaker of the Columbia River Area. However, the name Nutcracker is not exactly accurate, since this bird does not crack nuts, but swallows them whole. The Clark's Nutcracker is a very noticeable bird, somewhat larger than a robin, with a gray back and black wings with white patches. In flight, it can dip and rise like a woodpecker, or fly straight like a crow. Recently, I've observed this handsome bird in my backyard, extracting seeds from pine cones. It does this with its long, sharp bill, using it in the fashion of a pick and crowbar. It's very adept at this, and individuals are either left or right-footed when handling pine seeds. It seemed to me that several birds had large bulges in their upper throat and chin area, and I wondered whether this could be related to their food storage behavior. Clark's Nutcracker is probably the most accomplished among the seed-caching birds, meaning that they hide food for future use. They've been found to cache up to 30,000 conifer seeds in the ground on south-facing slopes. Three families of perching birds cache seeds as a means of exploiting temporary food surpluses and providing reserves for future use. These are the Corvidae, the crows, jays, and nutcrackers, the Psittidae, the nuthatches, and the Paridae, the titmice and chickadees. But how do nutcrackers transport their harvest to their hiding spots? It turns out they have an unusual characteristic, a sublingual pouch, or sac, under their tongue that allows them to transport up to 95 pine seeds per trip. Perhaps this is what I was seeing in the birds in my backyard. Two other seed-eating birds, the gray-crowned rosy finch and the pine grosbeak, have food-carrying pouches. Only these three species in North America have this adaptation. Clark's nutcrackers are birds of the montane forest and breed early at high elevations while snow is still on the ground. To feed their young, the parent birds can recover cached seeds in as much as 8 inches of snow. It appears that the nutcrackers have very few senior moments. They have excellent long-term memory. Experiments by Stephen Vanderwall of Utah State University clearly demonstrate that individual birds are able to recall their various cache locations. In research observations, Clark's nutcrackers found their caches about 70% of the time, far more than merely random guesswork. This remarkable memory trait might have exciting applications in discovering the gene or genes responsible for long-term memory. The area of the brain responsible for controlling memory tasks, including spatial orientation and cognitive memory, is the hippocampal complex in both birds and mammals. The spatial memory requirements of seed-caching birds are extraordinary. Researchers have noted that Clark's nutcrackers make an average of 1,400 to 2,000 caches in order to survive the winter, and are able to recall the precise locations of about 2,000 caches up to 8 or 9 months. So the next time you see this bird on one of your hikes, think about its handy mouth pouch and its extraordinary memory. This week's program was written by Charles Miller. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information on upcoming events and programs at the Nature Center, call 327-0405 or visit us on the web at www.montananaturalist.org.